Thank you to Straight Arrow News for sponsoring this video.
A gas station employee is attacked on the job, and tonight a reward is being offered to catch the suspect.
Police say the man tried shoplifting some items. That's when an employee jumps over the counter to stop the...
So gas stations have always been a target for petty crooks, especially in soft-on-crime places like New York, where robbery and assault usually result in no consequences, misdemeanor fines, if our defunded police even manage to arrest someone, leaving gas stations and their patrons who may be driving expensive vehicles sitting ducks for hit-and-run criminal gangs. One of which has gotten so good at robbing these places they were able to hit 7 gas stations in a row.
Pay close attention to the man getting out of the back of this white BMW with Pennsylvania tags. Now watch as the suspect slowly drops to the ground and crawls on all fours to slowly open the driver's side door. Within seconds, he jumps inside right as the driver notices what's happening.
A man in a mask approached a 25-year-old delivery man pumping gas and demanded he give him his moped. He refused. Some witnesses helped the victims until emergency crews arrived.
This is compelling, and we can't stand here with our arms crossed and pretend that nothing is going on.
United Bodegas of America is offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to an arrest.
The two men came into the store just after midnight Saturday. One walked up to the counter as a way to distract him. The other went straight to the back refrigerators and started loading up his bag with energy drinks.
You've never seen anything like this?
No, never seen.
And your reaction was?
That's a big surprise, because I never seen that. I hope it never happened with me.
So a group of New York thieves left the state and went on a gas station robbery spree in neighboring New Jersey. But what nobody's talking about is that since New York won't lock up its thieves when they steal, we're just helping them get really good at it. And when they run out of targets here, they're now leaving to commit crime elsewhere, revealing that our soft-on-crime laws make New York a plague not only on itself, but upon the entire East Coast, with shoplifting gangs traveling as far away as D.C. in some cases to commit professional-level retail theft at unsuspecting malls and businesses. Because stores here get robbed so often that they're now taking precautions that make things trickier for thieves. Like locking up everything from North Face jackets and designer underwear to ice cream and consumables, which can be stolen from one convenience store and then resold to another, forcing our criminals to get more creative when they get up and clock in for another day of criminal activity. And that brings us to the real reason why thieves are now targeting gas stations. Not only are these places lightly guarded with very few staff, they're also one of the last places you'd expect to find police. Especially since in New York, we've sent all of our police underground to stop a never-ending tide of lawlessness in our subway system, where every day it seems like another person's commute to work gets rerouted to the ER after a career criminal does what they do best. And as you're about to see, career criminals are now targeting gas stations, and they're not just after whatever's in the cash register or the ATM. So here we are at a very busy gas station, which is by a whole bunch of other gas stations, which is by a multi-lane highway which runs through Brooklyn. And as out-of-control crime in our city continues unabated, these places are becoming a new target for thieves, who can rob the stores, go for the cash drawer, steal the products off the shelves, or worse, steal from the very people that come here to fill up their cars with gas.
A gas station attendant begins filling up another car. The driver has his back turned. Now watch as the suspect slowly drops to the ground and crawls on all fours to slowly open the driver's side door. Within seconds, he jumps inside right as the driver notices.
So here you have a robbery at a New Jersey gas station, which coincidentally just so happens to be the same state where a group of New York men went on a gas station robbery spree. Which just goes to show you that in an area of the country populated by criminals, you can never be too careful. And that goes for both the customers and employees of these places. And in this report, we've got a customer who had a BMW and left it running just long enough enough for a crafty thief to jump inside and take off. Apparently, it only took 30 seconds. And the crazy part is the whole thing was caught on security camera in front of the vehicle owner and the gas station attendant.
Because even though these places get targeted all the time for what's inside of them, the vehicles parked out front and the attendants themselves and any cash they're carrying or credit cards left behind for customers, those are just bonus items for these criminals. And these criminals in our 7 gas station robbery spree, they were after the attendants and the access they had to the booths.
But opportunistic criminals looking for a quick grab of a vehicle, money, or something else like a product from a store shelf, they're not the only bad guys hitting up these places.
In fact, some of the criminals staking these places out are part of a totally different crime wave altogether.
For several hours Tuesday, police tape cordoned off this Shell gas station in Sunset Park after an attempt to steal this moped.
I live on one block more. You know what I say? It's terrible.
According to the NYPD.
So a man in a mask was prowling around these gas stations and he approached a delivery rider for his moped and demanded the keys, and then things took a turn for the worse.
Now at first you might think this is another vehicle theft for profit, like that stolen BMW which was worth tens of thousands of dollars. But that is likely not the case, because the value of a moped is not any more than a few hundred bucks, especially if it's old and used.
Brand new you can buy these things for as low as around $1,200 depending on the model, which makes this theft a lot closer to that of a high-end bicycle.
And what could that moped be used for? Well, in New York, we've seen an 8,000% rise in moped crime over the last 2 years. And oftentimes, the criminals are riding around on mopeds that they stole from someone else.
And over the last year, there were a number of stories about how a Venezuelan gang was using mopeds to steal phones, purses, all over town.
And apparently, this gang took advantage of the plethora of food delivery drivers out there in the city to blend in with them while riding around on these things with weapons.
And if you're a criminal and you want a new moped, well, if you hang around a gas station long enough, one of these things will show up. And then, since you didn't pay for it after you commit crime with it, you can just dump it and run off. That's what these guys are doing. It's terrible.
But sadly, we've got so few police in this city that even shoplifters are now starting to target these places for what's inside the stores,
even though none of these places are what you'd consider to be a luxury retailer.
What started as blatant shoplifting ended with a brutal assault, and it's all caught on this surveillance video. Police say these two men walked into this mobile mart on East Gun Hill Road with a mission to steal whatever they could fit in their bags.
So here we got a couple of crooks. These guys are shoplifters, and they enter one of these gas station convenience stores.
And the store in the news here just so happens to be a mobile. Two guys go in. One of them distracts the man at the register while the other guy just heads for the fridge with all the expensive beverages in there. And ask yourself, what do you think he's going to do with these things? You think he's going to drink all those energy drinks? No, of course not. He's going to sell them or do something else with them to make money. And this type of theft is incredibly common in New York. Thieves that steal from one store, ice cream in particular is extremely popular. They'll take it from one convenience store or a grocery store and they'll go down the street to where there's another one and they'll resell it. And this just goes to show you the crazy level our society has sunk to when everything at a gas station, the stuff on the store shelves, the credit cards and money held by the gas station attendants, and the vehicles being driven into these places to get filled up are all at risk. But that's what's apparently made gas stations so appealing for these two New York men who robbed 7 of them all in neighboring New Jersey. Apparently, they also wore masks and had weapons. That's very frightening. These guys were true professionals.
Look at this place. It's right next to the highway. Convenience is the name of the game at one of these places, but because we live in an environment that's full of criminals, we can't have convenience anymore. It's a real shame. But convenience is also the reason that robberies at places like gas stations are about to get a whole lot worse, all because of the surprising moves being made by businesses in a related industry that also experiences an incredible level of crime.
The topics we're covering today reveal that we live in a world with a lot going on, and it doesn't help that information's coming at us 24/7 from both reputable and not so reputable sources. And as somebody who spends hours researching the news to make these videos, I can tell you firsthand that many times the media, they're just giving you their preferred version of the story. Which is why you need to know about Straight Arrow News, the sponsor of today's video, helping you walk through the facts and come. First up, they've got the Media Spectrum Affiliations tool, which best part is you're right. Welcome back.
So
So when a lot of us think of retail theft, stores like Rite Aid and CVS come to mind.
And these places are magnets for the same opportunistic criminals targeting gas stations. And that's why they're so heavily secured. But these stores, they're doing something sneaky, which could end up reducing theft inside these stores at the expense of every other store and business in the entire area.
I think it's sad that they have to do it, and kind of annoying to wait for them.
You're there waiting all day, pressing a button. It just makes me just leave.
That's why CVS is piloting a new feature in their app to cut down on the time it takes for you to get help by you helping yourself. The app now allows you to open glass cabinets with your phone.
So CVS, they know that everybody's annoyed by these product lockers that you see behind me, and they're going to come up with a new way. They're already testing it out.
Not every store has it, but you'll be able to use your phone to unlock one of these with your CVS app. And although these product lockers don't stop people with tools from stealing from places like this, they do stop most criminals looking for a quick grab. But as we all know, they also stop customers from shopping at these places because they're inconvenient. And if that changes, the in-store shopping experience at a place like this will once again be convenient. And the products people come in here to buy won't all be stolen.
And what this means is that in a store like this, you're going to see even more locked shelves. This shelf right here isn't locked up, but if every customer in the store is expected to open a locked shelf on their own before they buy something, giving the store a record of who every single person is, you're going to see even more product plexiglass, making it even harder for criminals to target places like this, forcing them to go to other places like gas stations or laundromats or the little neighborhood convenience stores that can't compete with tech-centric security like CVS can. And you better believe that if CVS does something like this and it's successful, Walgreens and Rite Aid are gonna follow suit.
You just open the barcode, place it against the smart lock, and just like that, it's open. At least should open. We went to two locations, and at both stores, we couldn't unlock the cabinet.
So it looks like product unlockers are not ready for prime time yet, which is why they're not at every single CVS just yet.
But once they get crime at these places figured out, you're gonna see criminals disappear completely and go to every other store that possibly gives them the opportunity to take something that's not theirs, because these places won't.
And criminals who wanna steal things and resell them for a living on the internet are gonna have to think outside the box to get what feeds their lifestyles, which at first is going to spell absolute doom for independent businesses or small shops that can't afford or don't have room for extra security or security guards.
All because we live in a place that would rather lock up its products instead of its criminals.
CVS says they plan to expand the pilot program to 10 more locations on the West Coast, and if it is successful and the app is functional, it could go nationwide.
And this app-based unlocking system, it's going to cost jobs. Right now, if you want something from one of these, a store employee has to help you get it.
But once you become the store employee and get it for yourself, that job's not going to be necessary anymore.
And while this may end up cutting costs from these stores, which are suffering massive losses to theft every single year, this does reveal who the actual victims of retail theft are. They're not just these big businesses. They're also the people who work at them and won't have a job anymore if this keeps up. Plus, these stores, if you open a cabinet and take out a product, even if you don't buy it, they're now going to have data on what you might have been shopping for, and they're going to use that to target you with coupons and promotions,
possibly making more money in the future, which they can then use to lock down their stores even more, forcing any remaining crime out the door and across the street to whatever doesn't have fancy glass lockers. Or worse, into the very lives of regular people like me and you as we go about our day trying to shop or go to work or whatever. Criminals are just going to target us directly.
You'll see three individuals hop out of their vehicle and actually do that robbery. So take a look here. So a 43-year-old man was approached by three people in front of this Golf gas station on Webster Avenue. You see one individual of that.
You know, it's already happening. Criminals, they're already giving up on places that are hard to get to, and they're just going for regular people. Think about it. You've got your phone, got your wallet, get your car keys, got your ID, got your house keys. It's frightening to think that any of us at any time could be at risk in a high crime environment like New York.
And as crime gets worse and worse in our stores, and they take measures to push criminals further and further out of them onto the streets, everyday regular people are going to really feel the effects of decriminalization, and that's too bad. Especially when thousands of crimes are committed by just a small handful of individuals.
And by not not punishing crime. All we do in New York is harden those who wish to live as criminals. What do you think about that? Are gas stations being targeted because these are low-hanging fruit compared to the product prisons that are our department stores and our drug stores? Should New York put criminals in jail so they don't learn how to do this as a full-time job? Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next video.